From the newsroom, I'm Nick Tomachek. The eye of dangerous Hurricane Michael is moving northward over the eastern Gulf of Mexico. It's about 300 miles south of Panama City, with 965 millibars and maximum sustained winds at 110 miles per hour. I went out to the beach this morning and storm surge was already coming onto shore. Areas affected by Michael should see storm surge from 4 to 12 feet. Double red flags were flying, and people living on the coast were preparing by boarding up their windows and getting gas. Still, other vacationers were sitting in their hot tubs and in the pool and trying to enjoy the time that they have. Others were under a mandatory evacuation, so make sure you check your local listings to see if you need to evacuate. Now is the time to plan and to prepare for this storm before it hits the coast. As I was coming across one of the bridges, visitors from Kentucky were moving north, piling into their cars. Winds are expected to pick up from Michael as it nears the coast. It is still on point to hit Panama City area and the Big Bend area over the next 24 hours. This is a dangerous storm, and I'll say it again, this is the time to be prepared. Michael is still moving north at 12 miles per hour. It's expected to pick up speed, which is good, which means we won't sustain as much flooding as did Florence did earlier. A northward motion is expected through tonight, followed by a northeastward motion on Wednesday and Thursday. Michael is forecast to be a major hurricane at landfall. Weakening is expected after landfall as Michael moves through the southeastern United States. Make sure you log on to NWFDailyNews.com and NewsHerald.com for the latest updates on Hurricane Michael.